Blog Talk Radio.
All I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
Good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to the live Sunday evening podcast hosted by presidential candidate for National Postal Mariners Union, Local 304, Kenny Hodges. Let's talk about work environment. Let's have a podcast.
Good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast, special edition. We're live, and we're going to be talking postal atmosphere. Now, tonight, normally I go solo on the mic, one mic, but tonight I got my man D. Red in the house with me tonight. What's up, D?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, that's David Red. That's Tor 2 mail handler. He works on the TMS.
TMS High Speed.
Oh, TMS High Speed, not to be confused with Consolidated. Hey, but also, wait a minute, hold on, and watch this. I finally got my man to put that guitar down. So we got the guitar-less extraordinaire, my man Dave Brantley, on the line with us also.
What up, Dave Brantley, a.k.a. Guitar Extraordinaire, postal worker, 24 years strong, TMS worker, Tour 2, proud to be a postal employee. Much respect to everybody at the post office. Peace, love, and all that stuff. Yeah.
And I say all that good stuff. Hey, but listen, tonight all what we want to do is, those of you who know me from work know LeBron James is a guy who I think understands the culture. And he used to do this show called The Barbershop. And we've been throwing it around at work for a minute, me and the Daves. And we're going to come up with a roundtable. And tonight is like a prototype of what that show is going to be. And anyway, tonight what I have is you got Kenny, Dave, and Dave. And we're going to discuss some issues at work. But let me tell you something, though, about what we discuss here. I need you to understand that as we point out issues or things that we feel are not right, that don't the contract does not support, we're going to bring them to the forefront, but we're not going to throw them to the forefront. We're going to carry them, and as we carry them to the forefront, we're going to have a message or recommendations on some of the things that we can do to improve the situations that we talk about. So again, it's not going to be an empty show where we just say you did this or you did not do this. We want to say this happened, and what can we do not only to stop it from happening, but to keep it from happening in the future. Is everybody in agreement?
No.
I'm definitely in agreement with that. A.B.
You know, because sometimes, you know, it's easy to come with the hammer. Everybody knows that we have the hammer. Everybody knows that. But sometimes they need to also know that we can put a hand out and help. And anyway, let's move right into our first topic. You know, our first topic tonight, because I've got Dave and Dave, and both of them work in the area of the building called the high-speed TMS. Sometimes, they look at me funny when I call it what I think it is. But real quick, here's a situation in Columbus, Ohio, real world, that you have one pay location, but for some reason, it is okay with union and postal management that when it comes to picking jobs, and let me tell you, we have a section in our local agreement that allows this. You got to take my word for that. So we have a section that says you can pick jobs at the beginning of your tour. So when it comes to picking jobs in this section, it is okay to treat it as if it's two sections within one pay location. And it doesn't exist anywhere else in the building. And I wanted to talk to both Daves about that. And tell me, let's start with Dave Red. I got you right here with me, man. How did that affect your job selection process?
Well, in a sense, it really doesn't affect me because I'm on high speed. And high speed is our primary job, you know. But when it comes to TMS, to our understanding that they were sitting up there talking about far seniority, is that they'll pick, like, if TMS personnel have preference over the high speed.
Now, when you say have preference, regardless of seniority.
Regardless of seniority. That's our big job in high speed. That's our big job. Just like TMS have their big jobs over there. So now what they're trying to do is make sure that everybody on the high speed get their job assignment before they allow TMS to get their job assignment. Because if we have a full staff, then you have the seniority people will have to have a choice to either go into inductions or, am I right, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
You know, yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? All right, I got you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello? You can hear
I
me?
Can hear you. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, Dave got me too?
I can hear you. But, hey, I want you to touch bases with Ken on the primary job that we have as far as, you know, the high speed and the TMS.
Yeah, so explain to me again, paraphrase a little bit of what Dave Red just said to me. You've got one pay location, but they treat it like two separate pay locations within one. I don't understand that. Make me understand that.
Yeah, well, what I think is going on, which I'm not sure, but what I think is going on when they do the separate pay locations, I think it really hurts more than it helps. I think if you work in the same unit, you ought to have one location. Simple, easy, breezy, get it out the way. So if high speed is a separate pay location, then you treat it as such, and then you treat TMS as such. But you'll run them together when it's convenient, but when it's not convenient, you'll separate them.
It has a lot to do with
staffing too, you know, because you have to staff that high speed. You know, you have to accommodate that. That's a fast machine, and you know we love working high speed. We get a lot of work done down there, and it's a great job. I just wish I wish they would get the pay location situation together because, like I said, you can use it. You can use it to your advantage, and you can use it, and it runs not to your advantage at times. It depends on
how it's staffed.
It's a staffing thing too. I think so too. A staffing.
But
thing.
Then, let me
but
ask
I
you
think
this
the
thing.
Union should just make it one location. It will work out so much better.
If you look at our local agreement, there's only one pay location there. So. Well, you know, at the beginning of the show, when I said to the audience, we don't just point out issues. Let's point out some recommendations for solutions. And this is very simple. Either one of two things.
Yes.
Either make it one pay location or make it two pay locations. It's not that hard.
Right. It should just be
it
one
It ain't that
them.
Hard. Hey,
and
hi. It's not that hard to do, bro.
But I'm sorry.
Not that hard to do.
No,
I just don't like the bittersweet of it. The bittersweet of it is when two locations works in your favor and you can get what you want, you love two locations. When you run it under one location, you can't get what you want, and then you say, well, I work down here, so this is separate. And then the rules go for it being separate. You dig what I'm saying? Because
you got people on the high speed
with more seniority than people in TMS.
And you know, like I said, when we started this show, and one of the things that we really want to do, again, as this show is part of a bigger picture, and one of the things that I want to point out is something this simple, and I'm sorry that I say this simple, I mean this simple. Our unions should be stepping in, and let me say, when I say our unions, I speak about the local position. That's the position that I want to bring the change to. That's the position I campaign for. Because I understand that a lot of times your branch presidents are one election away from being a being a steward themselves. So there's a lot of training that takes place. So that's where your local president has got to stay on top of things so that situations like this, they can come down or I can come down and walk the branch president through how they have to address and correct this. Because something this silly or this simple, if allowed to permeate, is going to eventually bring back real bad fruit for the post office when they could just fix it by either saying, hey, you're all one pay location. Now, am I correct in believing that your vacation calendar, sick call list, supervisor, all that's one?
Right.
But only when it comes to job selection, we have two.
We have two.
Not a good thing. And post office really need to check that. And that's one of those things where management is going to say, we think we're doing the right thing, where you're going to need a strong union to say, I understand what you think, but what you think is not correct. And we got to come in here and either make this one or two pay locations. And I think if we drew it up to them properly, I don't think they'd have an objection to it. But as long as we are allowing them, and I say we, a union, are allowing them to allow this situation to exist, it's going to exist.
The thing is, what I've seen, Hodge, is that when you speak of local, the local president, me personally, how I see it, is that the local president has weakened the union. You know, and when we look at the personnel that we have in union right now, it's really complex, man, because it's not, they don't represent to the fullest. You know, because if you come to a, you know, with a situation, they're more or less shutting you off like supervision.
Well, now, let me say this, and I do. I hear that quite often. And again, I'm going to say, and this is part of the campaign or the platform, we're going to do training, or we're going to have training. I'm going to give or provide sufficient training. Because, again, if you know what you know, then you say it with your chest.
Right.
We don't cower.
Right.
We understand that, okay, this is what it is. I know this is what it is, and this is what I'm going to stand for. And maybe they lack a little, they lack a lot of that right now, but I blame that on the head, the local president.
Right.
That's where I put that, and that's where, again, me campaigning for to make that kind of a change, because it's going to make a difference.
We need change.
Yes, and I'm going to bring change.
We need change. We've been needing change.
And you know, I talked to mill handlers, because, again, I try to stay in the mix. I talked to mill handlers about some of the things that they like about work, you know? And let me say this to you. Studies have shown that very few people actually make the living they make doing what they enjoy.
Right.
Make a nice living doing. But so we got this post office job. And again, I'm going to put both of the Daves on the spot real quick. And I'm going to ask, hey, Dave Brantley.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what you like about your job.
I love everything about my job. My job and my job title and my job performance has never been a problem for me. I come in, I do what they tell me to do. I do it to the best of my ability, get the job done, and move on. My big change I would like to see would be bringing back the multicultural fair. More employee awareness, more workshops at work where people can get together and hash out things that they need to hash out.
Yep.
Make the workroom floor less toxic. Make it fun again. Make work fun, because no matter what, a happy employee is going to get more done for you than a toxic employee. You know, my thing is, I'm not asking USPS to kiss anybody's butt and make anybody feel like they're special. But I think a good job should be rewarded, or at least said, hey, you did a good job. You know, we forget,
okay,
that, like you said, simple, small things can make an average employee become an above average employee. You know,
and you know
he has work incentives and things to work for, is all I'm saying. I mean, I could deal with anything else, but I would just like to see more unity on the floor, you know.
Okay, and I'm going to try our best to bring that full circle. But again, I'm going to ask you that question again, and D-Red, I'm going to give you about 4 minutes to get your soliloquy in also. But D-Bradley, I want to ask you again, what do you like about your job? Give me one thing.
You talking to Dave B, right?
I'm talking to Dave. I'm talking to the guitar extraordinaire. Give me one thing you like about your job. Just one thing.
DB.
Getting paid.
Okay. I can't roll with that.
I love everything about my job, man. I've worked in every department in the post office. I've been on the clerk side. I've been on the mail handler side. So I worked in every unit in the post office. So the job, for some people, jobs may get to them. I've always made every job I did a fun job. So I never had a problem with anything at the post office. I love my job. I love everything about my job. I just hate how the workroom floor has just become toxic. If we can get rid of the toxicity, we could probably get this plant back up in the top 10, baby.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what you do, Dave Bradley. You play one of them methodical melodies and get me about 800 mail handlers a vote, and I'm going to bring it all back, son. Now hold on,
man. I don't want nobody to take anything. I'm all about positivity. So my thing is, I just want to see more of that translated to the workroom floor. However we get it done, it's how it should get done. Because I remember when I first started working there, that workroom floor wasn't boiling the way it's boiling right now. You know, everybody sees it. Everybody,
let me get over to my man D Red for a minute. I'm gonna give you the first question, and you get a 4 minute to go off on it. All right. So, what do you like about your job?
I like the fragrance plantation. Plantation, we got a little cotton farm down there, man. I want them good Negroes, man. I love my boss.
On a serious note, man.
I agree, you know, with Dave, you know what I'm saying? Because me and Dave was brought up in the old school way.
Okay.
You know, Dave gave us the opportunity to learn the post office. I remember in my orientation, and Dave remember this, when Gary, what's his name, Trent?
The safety guy, Trent.
If you don't get a job at the post office, give yourself 3 years. And I stuck with that when he said that. He said, if you're within that 3 years or outside that 3 years, you should have supervision in your mind and knowing the post office. You should know all the positions in the post office. Me and Dave took advantage of that. You know, I worked universal. I worked call the service room. I worked PMS. I worked as a clerk.
VMEU.
You know, even this time Dave came over to me in Universal. And, you know, I had to teach him a little stuff over there and everything. But, you know, we had fun. You know, we were right up in that old ranks, man. When you have black supervisors that was involved, you know, it was unlimited overtime. You know, we didn't have no problem. We didn't have all the scary stuff that they're doing now. They took the fun out of the post office, and you got bitter people running around. You know, and I'm not trying to be a part of that bitterness.
I'm trying to be a part of
uplifting and getting back to what we had before. And it's frustrating when you have poorly supervision, poorly union. Reps, you know, you compare our union to the clerk's union, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? And then that's another thing that, you know, that went through my mind. How come both of them had that separatism and can't come together as one?
See,
you know what I'm saying? Clerks and mail handlers as one, because our craft is not that different.
You know, our craft, you're right, our crafts aren't that different.
It's not that different.
You know, real, long story short, they can't be one because
right.
there's two presidents
it's,
and
right, right.
no president
right.
will want to be like,
right,
I can't
right.
walk by the
spot.
But I'm
saying, as far as like when we had the whole culture and everything like that,
right.
everybody came together. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we don't have that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we should have, even though we got two separate unions, but we should have something that both unions should come together and participate in something different like how we did with the horticulture.
You mean the multicultural?
Yeah,
the multicultural. The multicultural fair. Yeah.
The horticulture,
like,
how we
like
go ahead, bro. Yeah, you know, the multicultural, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But
I'm saying, but that's our thing, man. Because we had good supervision back then, and then when Cooper came in, and I understood, you know, what I'm saying, because I came at that time when they had to clean up the post office.
Okay.
They had to clean up the post office because a lot of stuff that was going on, underhanded stuff that was going on. And I was there to visit, you know, to see it, you know, visually.
Okay.
And then I also watched how postmasters mm-hmm. changed everything, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because one of the things that if you notice that happened in the post office that – nobody seems to want to pay attention to is without changing the mission statement.
Right.
They try to take the post office from, well, they're still doing it,
yeah.
from a service industry to a production industry without
right.
rewriting the rules
right.
and regulations. They want to use the service rules and regulations and make a production industry. And the post office is always going to be banging heads with that
yeah.
because you've got, you know, and we were talking earlier pre-show, Red,
right.
Brother Red, and we were talking about the mix of supervisors.
Right.
And that's just stick to tour two where we work right now.
Yeah.
There's one Bell Hill supervisor on that whole tour.
True.
So my thing is, off the bat, now let's keep it 100. What supervisor you know of sits down and reads a contract from any union?
No.
Most of what they know about union contracts is because they were members of that craft,
right.
and they know the contract from there, not from supervision. So if we were to continue down on that analogy, the only supervisor we got that we should expect
right.
to have some really good mail handler contract knowledge would be the platform supervisor. That's my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to pass on that right now. All right, I'm going to pass on that right now. But that's the only mail handler supervisor
that
we have.
That's the only mail handler supervisor that we have, that we know of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that one person, man, is not knowledgeable in the union.
Well, and again, I think that, and again, because she is my supervisor. And
she's a supervisor
not,
now.
Yeah, just
what's she's not going to care about what the union has to say. So she's going
to be I'm going to pass. All right. I'm going to pass on that.
Is grooming. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
We don't
have
do
to
that.
Learn. We don't do that. We don't groom.
But you know what, though? But let me tell you something about grooming and jump right in, Brother Brownlee, if you want to. Most of the people
mm-hmm.
now, and I'm giving you observations, folks. Most of the people now don't know the correct way to even do the job to groom a person. And when I say that, I always got to come back with this. Mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, they will get the job done. I don't give a damn.
Right.
They get that shit done. So I'm not playing any games with it. But if you look at how it's supposed to be done
right.
as opposed to how it got done,
well,
it ain't the same.
Well, we have to say dedicated.
Well, you know what? And you know what's so funny? Mail handlers got more dedication than a damn management job.
You're right.
And I know that. And I'll tell somebody in a minute, if you want to increase your salary, listen to that postal supervisor.
Right.
Huh? Never mind. Nah, don't look at them crazy. When they sit here and tell you to unload that truck that's already unloaded, just unload it.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you listen to postal management, I promise you, you go stay out of trouble. They're going to stay in trouble, and you're going to make more money. So, you know, I don't get it. But I do know this much. I know that the mail handler craft is slowly and surely becoming the predominant craft in plant operations. DBs are shrinking. Packages are going up.
Yep.
If mail handlers could understand, I'm serious, the unity that we could possess and walk around with, if we understood solidarity, let's find out what we want to focus on, and everybody get there.
So how we get the word out?
Yes.
We get the word out by this thing they call the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. And I'm not being funny. I'm being very serious. We get the word out by this guy named Kenny Hodge campaigning for president. You get behind the podcast, because if I'm in the president's spot, then my accessibility to over 3,000 members on a daily basis is commonplace. So this is how we get the word out. We get the word out by putting people in office. And now, again, it's a little bigger than just Kenny Hodge. It's everybody who's going to come with a president with presence, a team with presence. Get the word out. Let's get some new members in our unions, man, because we need new eyesight. We need new vision. And trust me, I've got it. I'm certain I can lead this union into a better position. You know? So this is what we have to do. And you know, it's funny, the question that I asked the both of you about what do you like about your job, I asked several mail handlers this question at work today. And one of the most common responses is the people. Some of the people that work make the job work like it. You know, you get to meet and interact with different people. But nobody really gave me anything about management. No. Nobody gave me anything about caring about anything, because the post office has deteriorated that level of care to such a point that nobody really gets involved in that. So it's funny. We work for the United States Postal Service, and the best thing about our job is the interaction with other people. But, hey, how are we going to change that? And let me tell you something. I can't change that for management, but – as far as Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, as we get strong, we'll make postal management better.
I was just about ready to ask you about that, how the other states are, do they have, in their distribution area, do they have a TMS? I know they have, everyone has a TMS. Do they have high speed?
Yes.
Or is it separate? Yes. Is in their spots, in their states, or
yes,
are they separate just like ours?
Well, see, I don't know the answer to that question, but probably once I make my visit to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I get to one of the plants in Indy, I'm going to find out.
Right.
And you know, and this is one of the things that I say, as a local president, I'm real big on one policy.
Okay.
See, one policy means, but let me say this to you. In most cases, everybody's doing the same thing everywhere. And
right,
if you are a local president with presence, you can sit down with plant managers. And you got to remember, what I'm going to be asking, it's not new.
Right.
It's already agreed upon, but I want to enforce it.
Right.
So, again, by having a strong local presence with folks on the staff, on the board, that is ready to take a new direction, that's how we're going to address this. And that's the only way I know how to address it. And, you know, it's interesting because in Kentucky, I understand when you talk about, you know, one policy everywhere. In Kentucky, I understand that expediters are mail handlers. Now, let me say this to you now. When I became a mail handler, I was working out of West Palm Beach, Florida. That's the first job I had. I was an expediter. I did input as a mail handler in West Palm Beach. I don't know where they are today. West Palm Beach, expediters and mail handlers. And as we start to talk about common ground, everybody's trying the same thing, that's the place to look. Because you got to remember, the knowledge or the word is, Clerks and male handlers consistently run parallel to each other. They never should cross.
Right.
There's arbitration decisions on that. And let me tell you something. As an employee who works on the dock, it is almost impossible to be a dock pit driver or a dock worker without constant communication with that expediter. Yeah. Now, that's it. You know, so you're forced into that communication. Because if you did it the way it's outlined, the expediter has to communicate with the supervisor, then the supervisor to the mail handler. Because, again, clerks and mail handlers run parallel. But see, that's one of those things that strong local union membership or leadership can maybe address. And let me tell you something. Right now, because the expediter position is dominated by clerks, if a strong local president came in and brought all those positions to mail handler, that would have to be a very positive thing.
So how about transportation?
Transportation is different. Transportation is a whole different animal. In fact, they separated transportation out of operations. Transportation is its own beast, and a beast it is, because they still can't get scheduled trucks like they're supposed to. So that's what we have with that. But, hey, listen. Before we get ready to shut down today on talking about postal atmosphere, I want everybody to understand that postal atmosphere is, in fact, before I give my closing remarks, we're going to hear from Dave Redd, then we'll hear from Dave Brantley, and then I'll take the podcast home. Talk to me, Dave Redd. Closing remarks on postal atmosphere. Oh, you want to talk some more?
He said,
go ahead. What you got, man?
No, I'm trying to get a basic understanding of everything. You know, I've been there over 20 years, and I'm still learning. You know, I always like to learn. And I just want to see everything better and, you know, working a lot stronger and for the future. You know, for future employees that will enjoy working for the post office. I don't want to see the post office fold. And to my understanding, that's what management is trying to work on. And, you know, I talk to different people. They tell me different things. You know, I get one of the things that mail handlers should do is in get your prescription or subscription, put it at subscription, of the mail handlers newspaper and everything like that, so you can keep local and keep
That would be the Kenny Hodge podcast.
Your light bright, light blue.
And you got the mail handler.
Yeah.
Web page also.
Yeah, they're the web page. And you
stop laughing, Brad. I hate you in the back. Let him go, man.
I know.
Go ahead, Brad. Give me some closing remarks, man, on postal atmosphere.
Check dig, man. I only got a couple closing remarks, and they simple and they easy. Let's just get the post office back to the way it was. Look, check this out. This year right here. Get it back to at least to where it was in 05. Get it back then. The plant was in the top 10. I mean, the mail volume, boom, 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 boom. The workforce wasn't toxic. Like I said, I'm a person that's all about positivity. All about positivity. You know, so my thing is I just want to see more positivity at the job. I ain't got a problem with no one. I just want to see more positivity because the better you feel, the more work you're going to get done and the easier that day is going to go by. If you're miserable or you're a toxic person, that clock don't move. And I'm going to leave you with my closing remarks of this right here. Everybody can take this to the bank and cash it. If you ask people what's good about the post office, they couldn't write it on the back of a stamp. If you ask them what's wrong with the post office, they could write a 36-chapter book. Big Dave Brantley out.
Hey, listen, here's your podcast for Kenny Hodge, and again, presidential candidate. This is a new series of podcasting I'm going to launch, Roundtable. We're going to, and this is the cast of the Roundtable, Kenny Hodge, Dave Redd, and Dave Brantley. The hope or the design of the show is I want to reach out to members in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, again, because that's where my focus is going to be while I am local president. Later down the road, we'll talk about whatever. But while I am local president, that's where my focus is going to be. So members of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, local 304, if you want to come on the show and have conversation about your plant, I welcome them. And let me tell you something. When I say have conversation about your plant, because I understand the post office better than most, most of the conversation is going to be negative, and I get that. But that doesn't mean all the conversation has to be negative. If you are a mail handler out here doing the do, you know, making it do what it do, and you want to get with a few of your other mail handler buddies and tell me how awesome your plant is, trust me, I've got airtime for that.
Right.
So don't confuse this as we can only get on here and talk crap about management. No, they deserve a whole lot of crap talking. But in between messing up most, every once in a while, they seem to get something right. And I guess if we encourage that occasional rightness, maybe we'll try to duplicate that action more. So, hey, thank you for tuning in to Postal Atmosphere with the cast from the Roundtable, Kenny Hodge, Dave Brantley, and Dave Redd. And we hope to be part of your podcast library. For those of you that listen to podcasts, have a great day. Hey, Dave and Dave, let's say good night.
Good night, Brantley.
Brant, you still there? He got no guitar in his hand. He don't know what to do, man. Yo, we out, man.
Hey, Brantley.
Peace, man.